On the intracoastal waterway near Dania Beach, Ivan Bertasca is getting ready to captain his vessel.
So we'll pilot it out to the western side of the intercoastal and then point it east.
I got you. Point it back towards where we're going.
Yeah. We got a lot of funny looks from boaters.
Funny looks because Bertasca and a team of other engineers are building a boat that can drive itself. The team is from Florida Atlantic University and Villanova University in Philadelphia. It includes FAU student Eduardo Sarda and Villanova student Anderson Labad. Bertasca wants to check the boat's capabilities by having it speed up and slow down as it carves a wavy wake across the intracoastal.
The wave pattern actually gives me a good range of velocity. So at first we go at about 2 knots, and then when we get to the top corners where we're making short turns, we're going about 1 knot. So I get a good operational range of the vehicle.
This is the first time this competition is happening. Teams are given the platform of a boat, and they must design scanners and sensors that allow the boat to perform a series of tasks on its own, with no humans on board. Those include a short, slalom-like sprint. The boats have to locate and report which underwater object is sending out a signal, while another task requires the boat to find a light tower and report the sequence and frequency of the colored flashing light pattern. Bertasca and Sarda feel good that the boat will be up to the challenge.
We've made significant progress. I think that we're going to be really, really prepared for it.
There's lots of work left to do, but there's also time. We're optimistic.
They're optimistic, but unfortunately, there's no more time today. A storm is coming. Bertasca is worried about my recording equipment getting drenched.
Guys, it's raining down there, so we should probably start thinking about heading in.
Yeah, we're going to get wet.
So we head back to the workshop, where the rest of the team is testing the scanning laser and fine-tuning the computer programs that make the onboard decisions. Carl von Ellenrieder is supervising the team. He's a Florida Atlantic University ocean and mechanical engineering professor. And he says the students have 2 months to pull everything together before they head to Singapore.
We basically have to put it on the water and test it like crazy to make sure that everything works as we expect it to.
Von Ellenrieder says they'll have to beat teams from all over the world.
It's a truly international competition. And in that regard, the stakes are much higher. You know, South Korea and Japan are powerhouses in robotics. And so it's going to be very challenging to compete against them, I think.
Von Ellenrieder says competitions like Robot X give his students a real-world education.
Mechanical engineers end up learning a little bit about electronics, a little bit about computer science. Ocean engineers the same. They get a really nice interdisciplinary kind of experience that really broadens their background.
They're also getting a lesson in economics. The team won a $25,000 grant from the U.S. Office of Naval Research, but they still need to raise about $50,000 more to pay for travel costs for the entire team. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.